about, it was in the 40s, 41 or 42 or something.
Oh, no.
The contractors were working there, and the Navy didn't ever take no of, you know.
I see, yeah.
And they were two of the finest kind of fellas. They were working in the office, you know. But they went in and see the mess hall was open all night long, but it was closed, you know, for only the staff, you know, that was working there, preparing the meat, because they used to keep it going all night long, see. But if they had to be there, we'd say at 12 o'clock when all hens was going to their meals, they could buy their meals, same as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was closed and they wouldn't give them nothing, so they went into the pantry and they stole the can of stew and he squealed on. Now Shetton, he was the chief of police that time, see.
Yeah.
And they went to him and so they fired at him. Yeah.
What were the names? Joe? What was his name?
Dooley was one fella. What was the other fella?
First came Jim,
no? I know what his name was there. Was first came Jim with his guitar and then they had us all. There was two of them, innit?
Yeah. Missing Joe, the guy who played the fiddle. I wonder who that was.
I don't know his name, I forget. But Dooley was one fella. Yeah.
Why, they certainly
could play it too, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they weren't what you called a rowdy type or anything like that, but there was no liquor on the base in that time, seeing when you wanted, the fellas on the base wanted to drink, they had to come up to Kells. Kells was around the place then up there,
mm-hmm.
under the cemetery there, you know, where the graveyard is. And he died, and somebody around that end of the year. But it's a bit pure murder there then, the Yanks used to come up, you know, and they'd fight with the Newfoundlanders and everything. Steady fight there all the time. It wasn't safe to winter.
Well, isn't there a song written about when they had to leave from Argentia? There's a song written about when the people were driven out.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know that one. Now, there's another one too there about you came down here to guard our shore and all you do, I guess, is running down your country on the Newfoundland Express.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Sort of an anti-American song,
yeah.
I'd like to get those, because those who express something about what happened there.
Yeah, that's who put the name on the bullet, Newfie Bullet, they called her.
Yeah.
And the Yank put the name on the screech, Newfie Screech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they used to buy that and they go out like lights and they get a load of drunk and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, Americans were the one to start the expression Newfie.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think
well, now there's an awful lot of fellas used to get mad over that, so I used to be renting to the Yanks. I rented them for 13 years and the Saints I built a house. And when the rent got good. And he said to me one day, he said, Mr. Green, do you mind the Americans calling you Newfie? I said, I don't give a damn measure. I said, yeah. I said, when the people call you Yanks, I said, and you're not Yanks, he gets mad about it. So they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes, those fellas down the house. He said, I'm not no Yank, he said. Yeah, he's from America, but there's a lot of fellas from America that are not Yanks.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes right back to the Civil War.
Yeah, right. Right. They didn't want to be called at all.
Is that right?
No, unless he was a Yank. Yeah.
That's right, down in the southern states.
Yeah. But boy, I met some great fellas now, although they were Americans, there were a lot of them bad, but I met some. Most of the good fellas I met was the Southerns.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they were complete.
Yeah,
yes, the best kind, but there were more of them than devils.
Yeah. You really can't put them all in one.
No. You take when the Newfoundlanders went over to Scotland.
Yeah.
Could you? They bet the devil over there.
Yeah.
Yes, bet the devil. Yeah. But now there's an awful lot of Americans after marrying girls and leaving them and sending them home to their parents and everything.
Mm.
Yes, a lot of them not here now, Point Verde, but down around the Saints and Freshwater and Dunville. Home with two and three children and have their parents.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard that.
Oh, yes.
So, what would know those other songs, though? The one you mentioned and the one believing in Argentia. Do you know anybody that still sings those?
No, I really don't.
Yeah. Must be someone up in Argentia Freshwater now.
Should be. If you go to some of them old women or old people, you know.
Yeah.
Now, this woman that wrote that,
yes, you know,
Freshwater Hall. I believe she was a Bridget Bruce. Now, I don't know if she's alive, isn't she? Written by Mary Bridget Bruce.
Yes, I think I heard her name.
Yeah. Well, now, you should be able to locate her. I don't know if her phone number is in the book or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's who wrote this song.
I imagine she'd be able to sing it for
her. And she'd be,
I believe she's in another.
You see? Well, she put it on, a song to the air at the Wabash Ken Bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that you put on the last song was close to that too, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So pretty well the same, yeah. Yeah. Only she goes a little faster. Come gather around as partners, come with her one. I don't really know that one. Mm-hmm. We only fouled up, see.
Yeah, ask around with that one, then.
Yeah, well, Walter Bruce now, he's married to my nephew. He sent me that, and he was down here last, and he'd played the card in the best kind. Why, if you ever could strike on him in here.
What's his name?
Walter Bruce. He's in Boston. He's coming here in September.
Oh, I see.
And he plays the card, and he knows the herb and everything. When he plays the card, I can sing with him.
Oh, I see.
So we have the ball when he's coming out in September. And he has lots of money.
Maybe I
like it. Yeah, he has lots of money. Boy, golly, I'll tell you, he's some good hand now at the card, and he's good at the tunes and songs and everything.
Yeah.
So he sent me this book. There's a lot of songs in it.
Can I take a look at it?
Yes, sure.